and tomorrow night on ESPN at 7 p.m., an SEC West matchup between Texas A&M and LSU. Of course, last year, seven overtimes, the Aggies win 74-72, and that actually caused changes in the overtime rules this year. Last week, the Aggies lost 19-13 at Georgia, LSU over Arkansas 56-20. The Tigers, they're already in Atlanta, but they're not looking past A&M. Ed Orgeron thought they got hosed in College Station last year on some costs, and personally, I did too. I had no dog in the hunt, but I just thought the officials made some very questionable calls in that game. A&M right now, they're 7-4. Their losses are to Clemson, Auburn, Alabama, and Georgia. So you can't overlook the Aggies, but LSU, you know, they're keeping their eye on the prize. This is a team this year I think is special. It's a mix of personality of head coach and quarterback. Of course, we just know how fired up Coach O is all the time. Joe Burrow, very steady, night and day from 2018. You got to credit Steve Ensminger and Joe Brady for what they've done with this young man over the course of a year. He's a steady leader. He had to have the drive against Bama to put the game away. He delivered, no cracks in the armor whatsoever. You just got to love this LSU team. A&M, Mike, they're not paying Jimbo Fisher $7.5 million to go 7-5. And I know that he's in the SEC West, but he's got to start winning these high-profile games. When's he going to do it? You know, and I don't think it's going to be this week, though.
Well, we both know that Aggie fans aren't happy with 7-5, but reality is 7-5 with that schedule is more than respectable. Now, A&M had to play at Georgia, at Clemson. They lost to Auburn and number 5 Alabama. Those are four elite programs. A&M has four losses, but there's only about 12 teams that would be favored over A&M on a neutral field. Of course, Aggies aren't ranked because pollsters, they just can't fathom ranking a team with, a four in the loss column. LSU, some have the Tigers number one. Others have them power ranked number two. Either way, we know they're a top four team. Joe Burrow, he's gone from a serviceable quarterback to the Heisman front runner and a projected high NFL draft pick. Now, Auburn's the only team to play the LSU team close all year. Alabama lost by 5, but Alabama never had the ball, trailing by only one score in that game. It's not the trends or the metrics of handicapping, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Aggies keep this within the 17-point spread.